Hi guys, welcome back to Paying Yourself with Valentine De Silva. In this podcast, we will be really focusing on the topic being happy. Really being happy. Like the happiness that your soul cries for. That your self cries for, your mind cries for, and your subconscious mind cries for. And your conscious mind cries for. We tend to make everyone happy, but do we ever think of making ourselves happy? Do whatever we love, do whatever it's self appealing for us? No, we never do those things. We always try to please people. We always want people to be with us, wanna be together, want to make people stay in our life. And this is the biggest mistake we do on ourselves. We cheat on ourselves by giving importance to others and not for ourselves. We should be having the same exact importance on ourselves as we give for others. Taking care of ourselves is a sign of self-healing. I know sometimes we have to be selfish, but that selfishness directly turns into self-appealing or self-help or self-healing, wherein we need to have those things. Some major points or few points that I can really help you with are meditation, exercise, good eating habits. These are the things that will make you more happy, healthy, live longer. This is the simplest thing you can create to create your happiness. Happiness can be created by many ways. You know, by just saying a no. Two-lettered word, N-O, no, can bring so much peace to your mind. If someone asks for your help, which is indeed just a normal help, wherein everyone can do it, but the person is asking you because you are for sure and 100% gonna do it, but you say those two-lettered words, N-O, no, you think for some while, you feel bad. You really hate yourself for some time. But no, honey, you have started healing. And that's the sign. That two-lettered word shows you, N O no. He might think that, okay, this guy is self-suffocated now. Okay. But honey, you are healing and that's it. Your happiness should be created by you yourself. No one is going to create happiness for you. That is for 100% sure. Because you create happiness for others. And that's how you are just ignoring yourself. You need your health to be proper. You need your mind should be really very healthy. You know, mental health is important. Your physical health is important. Your social health is important. Your spiritual health is important. Everything is important. But we don't care about it. We just care about others. And just making them happy. They're happy, we are happy. It's not like that. You make them happy, you are 100% not happy. And this is for sure the real truth of our life. Why do we do these things? Because we're ignored by people. We are soft-hearted. You're always on a side. Or you can say just an outcast. If you are one, be that. Be outcasted. Be different. Be unique. People should come to you. You should not go to people. I know this sounds real selfish. But you need to take care of yourself. And that's how you need to be. This is a real podcast that creates an aggressiveness in me, that when I be available for people, when I be showing my 100% to people, they show their 10%. that 90% is just broken away. And that's how it hurts a lot. Yes, I have my own experience with in life that I give time for people. I am so self-sophisticated that, oh God, I cannot just talk about it. When I help others, when I be available for others, I get a temporary affection, a temporary relief. But later on, I suffer a lot. I suffer so much that I have suicidal thoughts. And that's how my life goes on. That is really bad. Because I don't give time for my mental health, my physical health, my social health, and my spiritual health. And this happens when you just ignore yourself. I never loved myself. And now, I am just in affection, deep affectionate love with me. I just care for myself, for my family, and for my friends. And first thing that I said was for me. I'm happy for me. I take my 100% care. I just wake up every morning, ask myself in the mirror, Valentine, are you okay? Yes, you are okay, and that is what it is. You are okay. You are great. You are amazing. You can break any rule. You can just soar the sky. You are not less. You are positive. You are happy. You care for yourself. And I appreciate myself every day. I again look up in the mirror. Oh wow, Valentine, you have so amazing eyebrows. You have so amazing teeth. You have so amazing voice. You have so amazing mouth. You have so amazing hair. And you are an amazing creature. I know. I just be talking. I just talk to myself as if I'm talking to a friend. Yes, I am my own friend. I have my own friend. My friend is my body. And soul is talking to my body. That honey, you are just positive. You are so clear, so pure by heart. People just take bad advantage of you. So, that's how I just make myself more happy every day, every morning. When the sun rises, I just make myself happy. Taking care of yourself creates a happiness link. There is no such thing that if you make others happy, you will be happy. Yes, that is a sentence. But people forget to make themselves happy. And that's how the humanity lags behind. We get our heart broken, we get our heart hurted. Our heart just tears into pieces, but no one gives us attention. Why? We seek attention from others because we give attention to them. So that's why do not give and do not expect from others. That is the basic motto you need to have in life. Yes, if your gut really makes you feel that way, please do proceed further. That's how your life will be in some years. You are trying to achieve your own self, and that's how you create happiness in yourself. You want to do this? You want to become an engineer? You want to become a doctor? You want to become an artist? Be yourself. Don't go on the social ideologies or what your friends are doing or what the society says for you to do. I was forced to do so many things in my life. Like, you have to be an engineer. Then only you can be able to sustain your life in this modern world. Oh, honey, you just go and sacrifice your life to God. Be a preacher, be a priest. I thought about it and I was really into that. Then I said myself, whoa, those are not my likings. God is calling me, it's okay. I will be his servant for my entire life, but I will do what I want. I want to become a photographer, I will become a photographer. I want to become a traveler, I will become a traveler. that is upon me, how I grow up myself, how I plant my soul. And just bloom the other day, the best version of myself. It's so simple in your life. Just focus on you and everything else is going to be perfect. 100% perfect. You don't have to worry about anything else in your life. Because karma is always with you. Your life, your aura, your soul, and the fire within you is with you. So do not take any sort of stress about like, how's gonna work if I don't please people? Honey, you're not a pleasing machine. You are a human being with the soul, with the heart that is so pure to love that anyone can fall in love with you. You just need to be yourself. And that's it. That's it. You're going to achieve the whole world. So I end up my podcast here. And thank you all for listening to my wonderful podcast. Have a wonderful day. Please be positive and always cherish yourself. Thank you.